This is a daily update for Tuesday, June 6, 2017. The reality of leaking classified info. Yes, the first leak is on the chopping block. Her name is Reality Winner, if you can imagine that. So, on her social media, she says that being white is terrorism. She worked for the NSA. She leaked the NSA top secret document to a news organization publication called The Intercept, which is a left of center publication. She vowed to stand with the Iranian regime against the US. My first question is here, who is the NSA hiring, really? And how come they're not monitoring people who work for them who have access to classified documents? So no wonder why there's so many leaks. I bet we can look through every intelligence agency and find a similar situation. So, and news organizations that receive stolen top secret information should be charged accordingly because they are receiving stolen documents that are top secret and they're publishing them. So this woman also puts herself out as a climate change activist. She's a big Bernie person. She hates Donald Trump. And now she's looking at 10 hard years in prison because of what she did. And this is only the first leak. So there's a lot more that they're going to get a hold of, no doubt. And, you know, this contributes to a whole lot of things in our country that are just plain old bad. And when you look at other countries like England going through terrorism, you know, France going through terrorism, Russia, here in America, terrorism is not localized. It's everyone's problem, all countries, right? But now, England looking for answers. You know what the answer is? The answer is you put concrete bunkers between where cars drive and where people walk on a bridge. You know what the answer is? The answer is when a guy's on television in your own country on a show called The Jihadis Next Door, you go after that person, follow them, arrest them if they make threats, whatever you got to do, you take them off the streets so they don't hurt anybody. So then you have the London mayor, who's Sadiq Khan, is calling for Donald Trump not to show up. He's angry at Donald Trump from the remarks that he made. First, he says he's angry because of the remarks that he made about the terrorist attack. Then he said that Donald Trump's policies go against everything we stand for. That's why he shouldn't show up. And that's why he's requesting the British government to cancel the trip, which, of course, they're not going to. But the reality behind a mayor like that, who is permissive of terrorist attacks, and then, you know, they're saying Donald Trump was misquoted. I'll tell you about Trump. He has a random access memory. You know, he wasn't misquoted. Sadiq Khan, on the last terrorist attack, said that people are going to have to get used to it, that it's a thing that's happening. He said that. Trump quoted that, but they said that, well, he didn't say this the other night and that type of thing. So, semantics, you know what I mean? Obviously, London has a mayor who is looking the other way for whatever reason. Then we get to Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly is a funny person. She leaves Fox and all this anger and all this stuff that went on. You know, of course, what happened between her and Trump at the debate should never have happened. And she really focused on him like with a personal vengeance. But then Fox let her go. She's gone. Now she's on another network. She has her big first interview with Vladimir Putin, leader of Russia, right? Vladimir Putin. And then he outmaneuvered her every step of the way. She looked like a total moron. You can't be a hard-hitting reporter and not hit hard. And the people that came forward that criticized her said exactly that, and that she had no control over the interview. I just think it's funny that the first interview out, she chokes, the network gets terrible ratings, and I don't know why they're investing in a person like that to begin with. They should look at her legacy, right? So keeping all that in mind, today is Russian Language Day. I'm sure Donald Trump and his whole family are learning Russian right now. You know, Russian language is a really cool language. I actually happen to like the Russian language. I think it's interesting, the whole bit. It's Russian Language Day because it is also D-Day. And D-Day, of course, in 1944 was the landing of the Allied forces in Normandy, France. 5,000 ships, 11,000 aircraft, 156,000 troops. And it was a turning point in the war. And it was encouraged that troops learned other languages, especially from other allies that we had in that theater. So it is also National Eyewear Day. So it's important to get your eyeballs checked. It's important to listen to your kids if they say they need their eyeballs checked, you know, and it is important overall to see. Today is National Higher Education Day. For those of you looking to seek that higher education, the reports is that men are opting out of college while women are signing up in droves, and this is causing an imbalance in the whole education system, but that's the way things are going. And then people are looking for jobs wherever they can get jobs, you know. And then a lot of people would say, hey, why should I sit in college for 4 years and spend $200,000 when I can get a decent paying job now? That's an entry level job. You know, it comes down to what you want to be in life, right? Today is the day to look for that higher education and educate yourself on if you want one. So today is applesauce cake day. Who doesn't love applesauce cake? I never had it, so I can't say that I love applesauce cake. I could go out, I guess, make an applesauce cake, you know, but go out and have it. Enjoy it today. Today is drive-in movie day. You know, drive-in movies have gone to the wayside. There's only a few around. There's only one in this whole area. And then people are thankful that it's there. And it's kind of a thing. You know, you go there and you have a good time. You sit in your car. You tune in to a little broadcast that they're doing. You hear your movie. It's all good. And people like the comfort of their own car, you know. But a lot of people prefer movie theaters. And drive-in movie theaters have pretty much gone. Today is yo-yo day. So go play with your yo-yo today. And it's also gardening exercise day. So you go out in your garden, you exercise, you do your push-ups, you do your pull-ups, all that other stuff is all good. This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Tuesday, June 6, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, talkradio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 Past Christiane.